when I was meditating on what it means to be a little child, I thought, a child has got no memory of evil that other people have done to it. Supposing you go in naughtiness, you pinch a child, a baby in the cradle, and you come back tomorrow and look at it, he'll smile at you. He doesn't remember that you're the one who pinched him and hurt him yesterday. I say, Lord, make me like that. Make me like that. Really poor in spirit that I don't remember the hurt that that person did to me yesterday. The Lord has told us to look at little children. It says, consider these children. Have you done it? I'm sure you've read that many times in the Bible, but have you seriously taken it and meditated on it? The Bible says, blessed is the man who meditates on the law of the Lord, not just reads it. I believe we have missed a lot in Scripture by not meditating. When you come to a verse like this, be like little children, meditate on it. Spend days on it. And even what I've told you, that's not enough. I mean, you say you can get all your notes down and say, yeah, I've got a number of points of what it means to be like a child. That's not it, brother. That's just information. You pray that the Lord will make it real in your life. It has a child has got no memory of evil. What that person did to me yesterday or day before yesterday or last week. No, nothing at all. Another thing I find when I meditate on what it means to be like a child is not trying to show off how clever it is. There's basic intelligence that we are all born with. And a child could be born with tremendous intelligence, but you don't see it. A child is not trying to show off how intelligent it is. It doesn't know what it means to show off. There's no manifestation of human cleverness. I've seen a lot of good brothers in CFC. They're trying to convince me how clever they are. And I know this poor man, he doesn't know what a pathetic state he is in spiritually. He's trying to impress people with how clever he is. Who's interested in that? The devil is, not God. He's missing out on the main thing. Seek poverty of spirit. So I'm mentioning these things because sometimes, you know, we say, yeah, my life is so much better than that of people in other churches. That's not enough, brother. If you compare yourself with some of your unconverted relatives and say, well, my life is so much better than this, praise the Lord, it is. Or you compare your fellowship in CFC with the quality of fellowship is so much better than the quality of fellowship in other places. And you'd say, oh, I thank God my children are growing up in this church. All that is great, brother. But if you're proud of it, there's something wrong with you. Because that'll hinder your further growth. You must never be satisfied with your spiritual growth. The person who's poor in spirit will never be satisfied. He wants to become like Jesus. And he's constantly aware, I've not yet become like Jesus. Whatever people may say. I live with that passion. I can say before God every day, when I wake up in the morning, my passion is to be a little more Christ-like today in truth and firmness and in grace and humility. Pursue it. That's how a little child is. Another thing let me mention, a child does not judge others. And that's something we have to be careful about. We must have discernment. Very, very important. I must not be fooled by people. A person who's a crook should not be able to fool me. There are people who come like that into CFC in Bangalore, but very quickly I'm able to see through them. That's discernment. But I'm not here to go around telling him what I think of him. That's not my business. It's not my business to give marks to anybody for his spirituality. Because most people won't like what that they say. I remember one brother who came to me once and said, Brother Zach, can you please give me a spiritual checkup? I said, okay, if you want me to, I'll do that. And when I did it, he got offended and left the church. He didn't like what he heard. He expected me to praise him and tell him he was a great guy when he was not. There were things in his life he wanted to know, I told him. So, but we don't judge others. We must have discernment. I believe that every Christian must grow in discernment of others. Otherwise, you'll be fooled and deceived in this world. There are many people who pretend to be holy, and you must not be deceived by them. And especially if you're an elder brother, you need more discernment than anybody else. You must be able to see through people that God will give you that gift if you really want to build his church. If you're not an elder, then at least you need discernment for your family relationships, discernment of which of your relatives you can allow to mingle freely with your children. You know, we have so many unconverted relatives and we don't want our children to be spoiled by them. I remember one family in Bangalore, CFC, years ago. Every time they went home for a vacation, they'd come back backslidden. Every time they'd come back and they'd come to church and say, now I've got to revive myself. They spent 1 month with their relatives and they have become backsliders by that time. So who is more powerful, the devil or God? I see, if you go and spend 1 month with unconverted relatives, that should not affect you one bit. It's they who should be affected by your life. So if God gives us grace, it'll be like that. And if we are poor in spirit and humble, God will give us grace. And it'll make an impact on other people around us. So that's what a child is like. Another thing is a child does not have earthly ambitions. You think of a little baby lying there in the cradle. He's not having ambitions. Well, I'm going to be, or I'm going to be this or that. Now, there is a place for ambition in our life, in an earthly way. We want to encourage our children to have an ambition to do well in their studies, not to fail, and to earn a good living, to get a good job, work hard, to get a degree and get a good job. But we have to be careful that that's not coupled with a comparison with others and a pride that comes that they are someone. See, it's particularly dangerous where people are wealthy. There's a great difference between children who grow up in wealthy homes and children who grow up in really poor homes. I've seen that through the years. You see that in Western countries, children who grow up in wealthy homes, and then you see to compare them with some of the poor brothers. We have a lot of, you know, majority of our churches in India are in the poor villages in Tamil Nadu. And it's been a tremendous blessing for me to mingle with them. If you have not mingled with poor brothers in Tamil Nadu, I would encourage you to spend some time with them. It'll really edify you and bless you. If you're always mingling with a certain middle-class society people all the time, you've missed out on something in life. I'm extremely thankful that I have fellowshiped for years and years and years, for 30, 40 years, with some of the poorest people in India, born-again believers. Oh, some of them can't read or write, but who love the Lord, and they have blessed my heart, fellowship with them. And I see that our children also need, my children have been so blessed by fellowship with such people. So that keeps them humble in their attitude towards others. It's very important, because otherwise we can have high thoughts about ourselves without even knowing it. And you know, that's particular danger for those of you who are in the Gulf. There are people who tell me, you know, the children of believers who grow up in the Gulf, they have some airs about them. Because they've grown up with wealth and they have so much. Their parents have got so much money, they can buy so many things and have so many things. And that something gets into them, that when they get into the midst of other believers, there's something which others sense. They may not tell them straight to their face. I've seen it myself. There are very few who can grow up in a wealthy home and really remain humble and broken and esteem others as better than themselves. And I want to say that to you brothers who are living in the Gulf. It's your children you have to protect from that type of pride that comes through wealth, that pride that comes through being able to buy so many things that other people in India cannot buy, to have so many things, and things like that. So be careful.